We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, serving up some red meat for the soul. I mean, y'all, listen, we got stuff going on here. I'm in the second dipper, illegals. Illegal illegals. I'm talking about illegal immigration. So they're here already. They're illegal for just being here, right? But at the same time, you look at it and go, what? When they commit a crime here, it's like a double illegal. All right, it's not only are you not supposed to be here, but then you did a thing while you were here that violates the laws of our society. So basically, you're an illegal at that point. And so I thought what I'd do, there's a narrative out there that the liberals are trying to portray that somehow or another we are not really seeing, you know, a lot of crime by illegals. And I get it. Not everybody, we've had millions and millions of them show up, and millions are not always committing crimes. Now, they all committed the crime by coming over the border illegally. There's that. But when they got here, I know that. You don't have to, this is not some portrayal that everyone who comes here is a criminal. I get it. Don't try and say that I'm saying that. But the fact is, if a crime is committed by an illegal alien, well then, guess what? That crime never would have happened had they been stopped at the border. Not been induced to come across the border. Listen. And I thought what I'd do is, you know what? I think it's real easy for us to go, that's really happening out there. No, that's really happening right here. Like for instance, the story that came out last year, and this is the last year, but I got some that go all the way up to like last week. Last year, WSFA down in Montgomery reported on the story that y'all may have forgotten about, but a man who was illegally in the United States was indicted on nearly a dozen charges after allegedly killing a woman and her child and then dismembering and mutilating their bodies in Montgomery, Alabama. Actually, I take it back. It happened in Tallapoosa County, so it was right down the road. But Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the 11-count indictment against Jose Paulino Pascual Reyes, who is basically here illegally, killed his live-in girlfriend and her juvenile son. It was a heinous act. 9 counts of capital murder, 2 counts of abuse of a corpse. The AG's office basically looked at the grand jury and said, what do y'all think? And they said, yeah. And the indictment came down. But y'all, you look at that horrible, horrible case, and you think it's made more horrible when you realize, had he been stopped at the border and not been allowed to be here in an illegal capacity, that maybe somebody would still be alive. I got a call on the line real quick. I'm sorry. Let me grab. I got barely enough time. Let me see if I can get that real quick. David from Gadsden, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, it's David. I met you last week at a certain box store marketing for a certain company, remember?
I remember. How are you?
Yes, fine, man. I won't hold you long. I just want to say ditto. Y'all brought it, didn't he, son?
He did.
He brought it.
Always does.
Love the show, the double, the second dipper, illegals. I can't believe the article stated, oh, they pay taxes, too. Well, the King of England come over here and buy stuff and pay taxes, don't he? He can't vote. I mean, I don't understand the liberals. I mean, really. Are they that stupid or just that evil or both?
Yes and yes. I think they're
yes and yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I hear you.
David, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank
I'll
you.
Call again.
All right, good. Wow, that was a good call. By the way, I love getting new callers. The phone lines, the text lines, all the same number, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. But yeah, David and I just saw each other at Lowe's the other day, I believe, and spot on. How about this? How much time have I got, Big Rig? Give me a time hack. What do I got?
20 seconds.
20 seconds? 20 seconds? I got more to say. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. Listen, I'm going to come back. I got a story here that's going to curl your hair. Yellowhammer reported on it earlier this year about child exploitation, illegal aliens. Then I got a story that came out of Argo last week. Then I got a story that came out of Coleman yesterday. Y'all, it's not out there. It's here. Illegal illegals. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I mean it when I say it, Alabama. Y'all, Alabama. I mean, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Hey, real quick before I go to the phones, I got to tell you, so Inspire Advisors is one of our advertisers. Inspire Advisors, they are so cool at what they do. You ever heard of biblically responsible investing? Well, they're the experts. So Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they are ready to help you see how best to grow your bottom line in your investments and setting aside for your retirement or whatever, at the same time that it would be investing in things that you're actually proud of, that align with your values. Biblically responsible investing. Well, listen, Inspire Advisors, they've asked me to tell you guys that starting this month, they're doing a new free series where you can sit through like a classroom kind of setting where they'll teach you the deep dives on retirement planning, risk management, how to screen your own companies and make sure your asset allocations go into things that are not just rewarding, but they also are beneficial to your values. Inspire Advisors, if you want to know more about this free class, space is limited. Go to their website. That's literally www.moneypatternwealth.com, moneypatternwealth.com. Or too easy, go to our website, rightsidemedia.org, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio Sponsors tab and bam, takes you right to their website. Yeah, this is about financial freedom, y'all. It's about getting smarter with your finances. It's about your values and godly conservatism and investments all at one time. Inspire Advisors, check them out. All right, I'm going to the phones. I got a ton of text messages. I got a bunch of stuff to do. And I got line one, Cooter from Huntsville. Cooter, how you doing?
Hey, good, Phil. Hey, just wanted to know if you know about this. I heard this today when I was meeting with a guy that certifies the elections when election time comes. He certifies ballots and things like that, and he takes part in that. Seems to know an awful lot about the process and stuff. But he told me something that was kind of shocking. That when an illegal alien shows up to do to sign up for Medicaid, if they have a medical issue,
yeah,
since it's a federal program, it's a mandated thing that they have to get. And then when they sign up for it, they are handed a voter registration card and allowed to register to vote as well. I didn't know if you heard of that or not.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we talked about it quite a bit on the show. It was actually a system or a scheme that was discovered by Alabama's Secretary of State, Wes Allen, who came on the show multiple times to talk about it. He made national news. He was on Fox. He testified before Congress. Most folks were unaware that this is happening. And you're right. It's a federal mandate. And because Medicaid receives federal matching dollars, somehow or another, that translated into, that means we're allowed to tell you have to give everybody who ever uses Medicaid a voter registration card, which, by the way, means we don't screen their nationality. We just hand them something. And I'll go one step further for you. The Secretary of State also recently discovered that they're doing this in federal prisons in Alabama. And so there's been an effort to put a stop to it, and Congress got involved. But yes, sir, I am aware.
Well, it's already in the Constitution that you have to be a citizen to vote. So yep. I don't know what all this, why they have to pass laws or anything like that. It's already there.
No, it's already there. I'm saying there's going to be congressional investigations and inquiries, and there should be. Like, why were you doing this? It's okay to send. It's okay to say make voter registration available to people. It's not okay to hand it out willy-nilly to everyone without checking for their nationality first, because that automatically assumes some level of corruption. Good call. Cooter, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. See ya.
Absolutely. So let me go through several more stories. Illegal illegals. They're not just out there. They're not just in some other place. How about, let's see, which one do I want to, I'll tell you, I'm going to take them in chronological order. Let me go to February of this year. February of this year. Story on Yellowhammer News. Five men arrested in an undercover child exploitation sting. Two of them were illegal immigrants. All right. Now, I recognize that's five. Three of them were not illegals, but two of them were. So the Albertville Police Department, that's Marshall County. That's just above where Big Rig and I are sitting right now. That's up on Sand Mountain, Marshall County. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security arrested five men. Each were being held on $1 million bond. Albertville police described the operation as the result of months of preparation and planning. The bottom line is this. There were men who were attempting to exploit children, traffic them, basically. And in the sting operation, five of them were taken into custody. Two of those, though, turned out to be illegal. February of this year. And by the way, that's usually not a first-time offender. That is someone who is a repeat offender, generally speaking. They are someone who has been brazen enough to put themselves in a place to get caught because this is something that they have a sick need to pursue. So no telling what those two illegals had done prior to getting caught. That was February of this year. How about August 9th of this year? That'd be, 25 days ago. Baldwin County Sheriff says the illegal immigrants are impacting law enforcement in jails. Outgoing Baldwin County Sheriff Huey Hossmack says illegal immigration policies are impacting jails and causing a flow problem. He basically says that they are allowed to have holds for up to 72 hours. But he said in that 72 hours, they do an interview to determine their status. How did they get in the country? Where are they living now? But then they give them a court date, say you have to appear 2 or 3 years from now in New Orleans. And then they make bond. He said the bottom line is it's jamming up the local jails to the point that it gets hard to keep the kind of flow you need and space you need for what you would consider to be the normal level of criminal activity. Mack said, this is the Sheriff Huey Hoss Mack, he said, there's undocumented immigrants from all over the world, including Venezuela, Argentina, Haiti, Jamaica. He added the most frequent crimes committed by illegal aliens down in Baldwin County are drug crimes, alcohol-related crimes, and domestic crimes. He said a lot of these people, they live in groups, so it might not be 2 or 3 people in a house or a mobile home. It might be 6, 8, 10. Sometimes it creates an atmosphere for domestic violence. Mack said there have also been felony crimes, including shootings, mostly misdemeanors. And he says that this is something he's going to take on as he moves to a new role with the Alabama Sheriff's Association. But he also said the issue still remains a federal one, and the state is having to pick up the burden. That was August 9th, a little over, less than a month ago. How about August 30th of this year? That would be last week. Illegal alien in Argo arrested for child sex trafficking and abuse. Really? Yep, Enoch Velasquez Bravo, 32 years old, was arrested and booked into the Jefferson County Jail on Monday, charged with one count each of first-degree human trafficking, forgery, facilitating the travel of a child for an unlawful act, traveling to meet a child for an unlawful sex act, child solicitation by computer, currently being held in St. Clair County Jail on $216,000 bond. That's right. I mean, first of all, I'm a little bothered by the fact not only is it me speaking, just me, Big Rig and I speaking. I mean, we've got family, right? I just read you of the cases I read. One of them is literally 25 minutes north of me, and the other one is 25 minutes south of me. That's not out there. That's here. That's the backyard. And you have to look at this and go, what was happening when this guy was arrested in Argo? He was arrested on, you heard it, first-degree human trafficking. That means there was already a victim. He was not just going somewhere. He was actually there. Forgery. Documentation in his possession, I guess. Facilitating the travel of a child for an unlawful sex act. In other words, he must have been bringing the child. He wasn't the one going to the child. He was the one bringing the child. And if he wasn't here illegally, that might not have happened. And then how about this one? September 5th, that's today. 1819 News. Coleman County, Sheriff Matt Gentry. The quote on the headline is, I am pissed off today. That is the Coleman County Sheriff saying that. So basically there was an attempt by someone to do like a Facebook marketplace kind of situation where they were going to sell a trailer. And what we understand from the crime is that the guy showed up. And the guy who showed up is a 36-year-old American citizen, a veteran. His name is Glenn Gildon. The suspect is a guy named Abel Medardo Sacrib Chin, who's from Guatemala, who's here illegally. They show up to do the Facebook Marketplace sale. By the way, if you ever sell online, do not let them come to your house and do not go and meet them at a place of their choosing. You tell them where to meet you. And in this particular case, I think he was doing it right. He met them somewhere personally in a public setting. He didn't bring the trailer with him because he wanted to know this was a real sale first. But then he said, okay, we'll go to the trailer. And that's when the guy pulled a knife and stabbed him. My understanding, stabbed him. However, our guy was armed with a firearm. It says, after a struggle, Gildan was shot three times. There was a struggle over the gun. He shot the bad guy, but the bad guy also wrested the gun away from him and shot him and also cut him with a knife. The sheriff says the victim, being a veteran, was tactically aware. He shot the bad guy. But the interesting thing is the bad guy is an illegal alien that crossed the border a couple of years ago. He was identified, and then he was let go into the U.S. to become a violent criminal in our community. And the sheriff says, I don't know about you, but to me, that just pisses me off. I agree. Look, here's the bottom line. It's not just out there. It's here. We may see less of it than some communities, and I get that. As far as I know, we don't have whole apartment complexes being taken over like what we've seen in Aurora, Colorado. We don't have entire hotels becoming, you know, illegal immigrant detention centers like we have in New York City. We're not spending the billions that they spend in some cities. We're not having to curtail city services as much like they are in other parts because they're having to spend everything they have on feeding illegals. We're not a sanctuary state. But nonetheless, what I just read you was a series of stories that all occurred right here in our backyard. No fooling. Illegal illegals. If they're not here, the crime can't happen. That's the point. So the idea that you're going to have the Alabama Reflector, which is a liberal news outlet run by a guy named Brian Lyman, who used to be a reporter in Montgomery. The idea that they're going to say, well, there's actually a lower per capita level of crime from people who are here illegally. You know what? If they're not here, they don't commit the crime at all. How about that? All right, Big Rig, take me to the last break of the day. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I got a bunch of text messages. I'll try to catch up on some of those. You guys are an amazing audience. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, just serving up some red meat for your soul. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.